Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
There's that chant. We have not heard it too much this year here at Chase. That Warriors chant echoing through Chase Center. Schroeder with the ball at the logo. Guarded by Gilgeous Alexander. Goes by him. Hand off Payton. Goes up. Oh! And he dunked it on Hartenstein. Little elevation sensation for GP2. And the Warriors lead 114 to 105. Golden State goes to a game above 500. Gary, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
So, sir, how much fun was that? We had a blast up here. You guys were great tonight. Very gritty, very physical, energetic. How much fun was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. Kind of gave up too many in the first half, but we figured it out in the second. Came out with a hit-first mentality and being the more physical team, and I think that helped us down the stretch.
Was this your kind of game?
Yeah, in a sense of how we played. Yeah, it was. You know, we got up and down, we got steals, and we ran, and you know, we tried to push the tempo and get easy ones.
You caught another big fella tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, it's been a while. Unfortunately, it had to be my guy Zay, but he was just in the way. But it's been a while. It felt good up there. I forgot how I felt up there.
Did you tell him it's nothing personal, just business?
No, absolutely. He knows it's just business.
Just business. What are the difficulties, Gary, in keeping Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in front of you as a defender?
It's tough. You know, he's very shifty. Try to send him one way. Try to send him to help and make him take tough twos. But he's very good at making tough twos. So, you know, try to get it out of his hands and let his teammates, you know, try to do some playmaking.
What kind of confidence does this win give you guys going into the last two at home against Phoenix and Orlando?
This one right here just proves that, you know, we can play with the best, you know, in the conference any given night. You know, if we lock in and we do what we're supposed to do defensively, we can get out and run. So, you know, we got to learn from this one, take this recipe and apply it for Friday.
Gary, before we let you go, I wanted to have you talk about one of your teammates tonight because we love watching them work. And he was really, really good tonight. And that was Kevon Looney. Tell me about your thoughts on Kevon tonight.
Kevon, you know, probably the most professional of professionals. You know, he's out the rotation, in the rotation, whenever his number's called. You know, five's ready. And he comes in and you know what he's going to do. He's going to grab boards. He's going to get extra opportunities and possessions for us. And he's going to make big plays like he did down here, a big pop box, tip outs, and get us going on the offensive end. And Loon's always ready. Don't matter if he doesn't play it till the last minute of the fourth quarter, he's ready.
5 of 7 floor, 5 of 5 line, 9 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, plus 12, 15 points. That, sir, is a good night at the office.
Yeah, it's just another Wednesday.
Just another Wednesday in the land of the young glove. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, guys.
All right, GP2. Joining us here, 116-109 the final. What a win tonight for Golden State. And we'll see if it translates to the rest of the homestand. Final was 116-109. The Warriors win the season series with the Oklahoma City Thunder. They get to one game above 500. They're 24-23. Thunder fall to 37-9. 2 of the 9 losses have been to Golden State. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, 52 points tonight for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, his second highest scoring appearance in his career. But the Warriors overcame that with a very scrappy performance, shooting 49% from the floor, and they started with abysmal shooting percentages. Warriors made 13 threes tonight, and they did a lot of little things. They were out-rebounded in the game. They did have 30 assists, which is always a good number for them to get to. They had 15 turnovers, which is not a horrific number for them. But they held the Thunder to 23% beyond the arc and held them to 40% from the field, and despite the fact they took 18 less shots.
I know, crazy.
Well,
I thought
they won the game by 7.
I thought one of the big keys was the fact that the Thunder were not able to convert on their offensive rebounds. They had 17 offensive rebounds, but they only had 10 second chance points. They were 4-for-19 on second chance points. So this was the best Warriors win of the year.
Yep.
Not even close. Because not just the game itself, because they've already beaten the Thunder, and they had some really nice wins during the 12-3 start. But where they're at right now and kind of how the season's been going and two teams going in different directions, this was the one that maybe, I don't want to say you look back on, but this is the one that maybe jumpstarts a little bit and, again, gets them away from 500, gets them two or three, four games above 500. Phoenix lost tonight. I think everybody else in the West that they're in contention with, I think they won the game. I think Dallas won.
Dallas won, yep.
I know Denver lost, but I think Denver is probably going to be a top four, five at worst. So this was a really nice win where Steph didn't have it in the first half. He really didn't have it until
Sacramento lost, by the way, too.
Yeah, Sacramento lost, exactly. Yeah. So that was a big one. I was thoroughly impressed. They had to kind of switch gears mid-game because Quentin Post started, and then we didn't see him again after that. And Looney, who came in after Post, played big minutes tonight. He played 25 minutes tonight and was really, really good, valuable, pressure relief in the middle of the paint, got himself to the free throw line, and not only got himself to the free throw line, was 8-for-9. From the line, 5-for-7 from the field, 18 points. Didn't have the rebounds I thought he might have against his team, but they just fought, they scrapped, they clawed, and other than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Williams got hot at the end. He had 26 on 26 shots, which isn't terrible. You don't mind holding a guy to 1 point per shot. Shai Gilgeous, on the other hand, had 52 on 29 shots. That's ultra efficient is what that is.
He shot over 50% in the field and 18 of 21 from the line.
Yep, but he's the only guy that got to the line. They got to the line four times other than him.
Wow.
So the Warriors got to the line. You know, they had Wiggins get three, Payton get five, Curry got four, Loon got nine, and then a couple players had three players had two, or two players had two, one, two had one. So, you know, that was I don't know the numbers, but I'm going to take a wild guess here and say that was their best performance from the line all year. Not only did they get there 28 times, they got 23 makes, 82% for a not very good or consistent free throw shooting team. So just a really – but they did have the 30 assists. That's always seems to be a good number for them. And as you mentioned, 15 turnovers, not terrible against this team. Would you like to keep it a little lower? Sure. But it's less than what they the Thunder usually force against their opponents. So – just a nice, really, really nice, nice win against a really good team. You probably get the day off tomorrow, so you can sit on it. I would imagine they'll get the day off after two, you know, back-to-back games and another one on Friday. So it's just a nice one to kind of stew in a little bit. Like, okay, that's who we can be. That's what we can do. I mean, Phoenix going to come in here desperate after a loss tonight at home against the Wolves. So, you know. Two in a row, maybe you start stacking some wins and kind of see where this role can take you.
You know, it's funny that you look at this effort tonight, and it kind of reminded you a little bit of the beginning of the year. And one of the things that if they take away one thing, and I mean, obviously be scrappy and obviously, you know, do all the little things that they did, but the other part is they played with pace tonight. They mm-hmm. got the ball up the floor. And when they do that, they're a much harder team to guard.
Yep.
And that's a – and even though, you know, early the shots didn't go, they got the pace going. And you know, there was just a – you know, I think a an idea. And I think sometimes, you know, some nights you're just – you know, the team's going to get out there and nobody's going to have their legs, and you're not going to be able to play with pace. But this team has to play with pace. They have to play fast.
They do. And I love the fact that Wiggins now – I'm just going to go in through his game logs as we speak. And I don't think he's had two games back-to-back where he's had 17 shots in both games.
Well, he's had 17 or more points in, like, what, six of the last seven?
Yeah, 27-19, 27-25. So there he goes, five games in a row. And then there was a four in there, but before that it was 31-24-20. So I just like the fact that he's taking shots. I mean, a lot of times he'll score, but he has to be really efficient in his scoring, you know, like 8 for 13, 9 for 14, stuff like that. But he's taken 17 shots in each of the last two games, 8 for 16 from 3 over the last two games. So, like, he just has to be that guy. And maybe, who knows? I mean, I'm going to have to see a lot more evidence because that's not who he's been. But, hey, if he wants to be the guy that gets in, attacks the rim and attacks the rim and gets himself to the free throw line or gets himself into finishing position in the restricted area, like, I'm all here for it. I'm absolutely all here for it. I love to see Wiggins gets up 15-plus shots in a game. So hopefully that'll be the same thing on Friday and going forward, because you don't have – I mean, Kuminga's the guy that can get up shots, and Kuminga's the guy when he comes back – he's a different type of player, different type of pace, and he will command some attention on the offensive end. You know, Steph's always going to. But it's really nice to get Wiggins kind of activated early and then stay activated.
You know, it's funny. You look at the way the Warriors played tonight, and, you know, you can't expect them to play like this every night. You can't expect them to play like this every night against OKC. But if you're the Thunder and the Warriors are in the play-in bracket at the end of the year, that's probably a team you don't want to face, you know, just because of the way the Warriors play against the Thunder. Even the other loss here was by 4 points. They've had, you know, three really good games against them. So
I think any team that has Steph Curry probably scares you a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, you have one of those type of players, and you're just like, oh, he could win one game by himself. Just go ballistic and win that game by himself. But yeah, I mean, the more success you have against a team in the regular season, the more success you would have against them if you played them in the playoffs. Now, completely different. The Warriors didn't have Draymond Kuminga. They don't have Holmgren. They didn't have Caruso for all but, what, like 90
right,
seconds.
Yeah, that's true. That's a big loss for them.
So, you know, it'd be totally different. And the playoffs are so different.
Absolutely.
Because you really get in there and you grind and you game plan, and it's just these little adjustments that you can make game to game. Whereas these type of games, I mean, you're getting ready for the team. You have shoot around and stuff like that, but it can't go much deeper than that. You're just kind of doing some basic stuff and kind of relying on what you've done in the past that works against certain teams. But once you get to the playoffs, boy, they really drill down deep and take away all the little stuff that you like to do. So, but hey. Look, you have Steph Curry on your team. I'm not looking forward to playing a team with a guy like him. Because, again, not only is it just him, it's his gravity that we talk about that can get other guys going a little bit. So we'll see. Hopefully this carries over and they take care of business and win a couple. You know, if you win one out of the next two, that's still three out of the last four at home. But, hey, why not get greedy?
Yeah, exactly.
Get greedy and take both of them. Have like a four-game winning streak heading into the road.
That'd be nice.
That'd be pretty sweet, wouldn't it?
That would be very sweet.
You can sign me up for that.
Yeah, you got to come with us.
No, not. You know what? If they'd have won
at least
five.
The first two, Utah won, and L.A., they're only hour flights.
If they'd have won five in a row, I would have come with
you. Oh, yeah, listen to you. You're
but,
so full.
But four
of you are just
four
full.
In a row. Four in a row doesn't Man. Quite do it for
Even
me.
Even your rabbit is calling BS on that one. So, by the way, bad news for the rest of the league. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander now has two 50-piece games in his last four after having none in his first 400-plus.
Wow.
So, oops.
Oh. Yeah, he's not bad.
No.
He's not bad at all.
And he's not old either.
Oh, my goodness. You know what's crazy, too, and just I'll leave you with this, is that you look what the Warriors were able to do on their 40 field goals. And this is kind of the difference between them and sometimes Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, as great as he is. It kind of turns into the one-man wrecking crew type deal. They both had 40 field goals. The Warriors had 30 assists on those 40 field goals, which is 75% assist rate. And the Thunder had 21, which is just a tick over 50%. So they had to work harder for their shots than the Warriors did their shots. And look, that's not breaking news, because that's the way the Warriors have always played. When they get a lot of field goals, they get a lot of assists to go with it. But the one thing, and I don't think this will hurt the Thunder come playoff time, but you get a team that doesn't have a lot of assists and a lot of one-on-one stuff, it's easier to load up on those teams. And it's easier to defensively game plan against those teams when a team isn't a high percentage assist team. So a lot of season left, but the Warriors did a great job tonight. As always, moving the ball and making enough shots. They darn near got to 50%. I wouldn't have thought it, but 49-4 is pretty close.
Last time the Warriors beat a team with the best record in the NBA, minimum 41 games, was in March of 2023. They beat Milwaukee here in overtime, 125-116. And by the way, last thing, how about Steph dribbling out the clock?
I know.
That was incredible.
No. Well, they didn't want to foul him. But, I mean, at that point, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I think the game was going to be over at that point.
Right.
So it didn't really matter. But Steph said, let's see. I'm one of the best shooters ever to play the game. I'm not giving the ball up. And I'm just going to keep dribbling around. Now, I'm hoping I'll go down to the locker room and he'll say while he was dribbling, he was going, whoop, 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 whoop. I mean, I doubt it, but it'd be a great story.
You wish that was good.
Yeah, come on. Get it done, Curly.
So see you Friday.
Against the Suns.
Kevin Durant,
absolutely.
Devin Booker. Will Bradley Beal be here? We're not sure. Have to tune in to find out.